I have altogether higher hopes of you. I'm separated, still young-looking, and I have a cat whose name is George. He is a grey tabby and very intelligent. When I arrive home from my weekly shop at the supermarket, I invariably find him sitting next to his bowl with an expectant look on his face. He has a penchant for cheese and freshly cooked chicken. I am not overly sentimental about him, but he is a remarkably handsome individual. Alan, my estranged husband, thinks George has an evil streak. He simply does not understand the nature of the animal. Cats, I find, are perfectly reasonable and easy to keep, so long as you accept them for what they are. There is no getting away from it. The first signs of autumn are here. I have been tidying away the bedding plants and putting violas in their stead. Overnight, leaves drop from the birch tree, cloaking the drive in a thin, crisp layer. I am not a martyr to an orderly garden, but at this time of year, it's mostly tidying that's required. It's really outdoor housework, although I have yet to resort to one of those garden vacuums. In spite of the fact that we now live apart, Alan drops by every now and then to tackle some of the most onerous outdoor tasks. Sometimes he stays for a cup of tea and a meal. George, whom I took in from a cat rescue.